Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So the week ahead of us is going to be special for me. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be special for you too, but the only reason I'm saying it's going to be special for me is because I'm going to be turning 1 year older. I'm going to be celebrating my birthday this week, actually, on Tuesday, the 15th, whatever. I wanted to come to you this week and talk about something that I have done in years past and created for myself to sort of make me feel alive in coming into my birthday. And it's all about challenging yourself. Now, as you know, with Switch, Pivot, or Quit, the basis for everything is taking action. You can't switch, you can't pivot, you can't quit if you're stagnant, if there's no movement, and if you're not taking action. And sometimes these actions that are required of us can feel intimidating, they can feel big, they can feel impossible sometimes, really. It can feel like, wow, how can I possibly do this? But as I've talked about before, sometimes you just have to start where you can, do what you can, and take control of and take action toward the things that are within your reach. Don't worry about all the other things. Just do the small incremental things that you can control and that you can sort of have an impact on initially. So that's sort of what I do around my birthday. I usually try and push myself out of my comfort zone, and I push myself to do things that I haven't done before. And this is a practice that I've been doing for years. And what I do is I make a list of things that I want to try or accomplish leading up to my birthday. And for example, like 1 year I had on my list going to a shooting range to shoot a gun. I had never done that before. It's something I always thought about. It's something that was in the back of my mind. Just like, I like to have that experience one day. I'm not this crazy gun enthusiast, but I just wanted to know what it feels like to shoot a gun. So I had that in my mind, and I said, this year is going to be the year that I do it. So I had that on my list 1 year. Another year I had trying the flying trapeze on my list. And if you are unfamiliar with the flying trapeze, if you are a Sex and the City watcher, it's the episode where Carrie was on the West Side Highway at the pier and she's swinging from the bar and she's basically flying in the air, and it sort of looks like acrobatics. So I had on my list that I wanted to try that. So I made it happen. The shooting range, I made that happen. And sometimes you can actually tell your friends about what you want to do and enlist them. Who knows? It may be things that they've had on their list as well, and or they've entertained and thought about, but just never actually made the motions to do it. So you might be providing that motivation to get them to do it and right along with you. And, you know, the challenge for this is to not think about the list too hard before you make it. Just sit down, write that list. Don't think about it. Don't think about, how am I going to do it? Where am I? Just write the list. And in the end, the real challenge is to just do everything on that list. Knock out as much as you can. Because if you think about everything on the list, you'll limit yourself to the things that you will and you won't put on that list. So you just can treat it like a brain dump where you're just writing all the things that you've wanted to do. And then your challenge to yourself is to do it, execute. It's like, there's no better time to feel alive than around your birthday. Now, I know I'm saying this and it's around my birthday, but it does not have to be just around your birthday when you make a list like this, when you challenge yourself. Period. Overall, in life, always make it a point to challenge yourself, to push yourself outside of your comfort zone every so often, okay? And let's just be clear. I encourage you to challenge yourself to do things that are foreign, new to you, or outside of your comfort zone on a regular basis, okay? On a regular basis. And now I'm not saying that you have to risk your life or, you know, anything crazy like that, but you should at least feel your life. Feel like you're truly living and experiencing your days. And sometimes when you push yourself to do these things that are outside of your comfort zone, you feel it because you feel that anxiety and that apprehension before you walk through those doors of whatever it is about that you're about to do. When you pay your money to sign up to do whatever it is you're about to do, you feel that apprehension. You feel that, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. And then when you actually get to it and you actually do it, you may have some fear. You may have some hesitation. I'm not saying that you won't, but guess what will be on the other side of that? It will be a sense of accomplishment. It will be a sense of feeling like, wow, I did that. It'll be a sense of feeling that you can check something off of your list. There's no more thinking about it. You actually took action and you just did it. And once you start doing things like that, believe it or not, it'll give you a larger sense of purpose, and it'll give you a larger sense of knowing that you can accomplish things in your life no matter what. It'll give you that confidence to just keep going forward with whatever it is. So I encourage you this week, it can be small, it can be large, but I encourage you to start making your list of things that you want to accomplish, things that you want to try, things that you want to do that are outside of your comfort zone, and get to it and just do it. And I say just do them periodically because it brings like a spice of life, and truly like the excitement of the unknown is what makes life worth living. And I'll repeat that one more time. The excitement of the unknown is what makes life worth living. So let's go out there and let's live it. Let's enjoy it. Thank you so much for spending time with me and this week. And I hope that you have an amazing week ahead. And who knows, maybe next week I'll come back to you and tell you what my challenge was for myself this week. Take care.